Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Past Doesn't Matter. And this, in this video, I give you the absolute joyful master key of relief, of knowing that you don't have to focus any of your attention at all on your past. And your joy, abundance, love, and freedom only lies in the present. Past is past, and your power lies in the clarity you have now about what you do want and do like, based upon your past experience about what you don't like and don't want. And the key to creating an amazing, joyful, loving, and abundant life is to maintain that future focus by delighting in the joyful desire of being, doing, and having what you want now, and experiencing more of the wonderful things you have now in your life. So, prepare for the joyful relief you will experience from this amazing guidance and the clarity you will gain from knowing where to now place your focus. And the relief you will experience from finally letting the past go and putting it to rest and just enjoying the amazing clarity you now have that is creating a fresh, new, amazing, loving, joyful, abundant, and magical life for yourself. So, please enjoy this video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Please go visit me at zakaran.com for lots more audios and videos and goodies for your empowerment and your fun and your joy. Please, if you like this video or podcast, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. And go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The past doesn't matter. Bum, 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 bum. It is not important to remember the past or to try to heal the past. Or to try to get over the past. The past is past and it matters not. You do not have to remember the past so you won't do that stupid thing again. There is no need to forgive the past because no one is a victim. And every part of your past you created based on how you were thinking in the past and how you are focused in the past. So all that really matters is the present, because the present is where you are now, and the present is your only place of power to create what you want, to create a new reality that you desire and you deserve and you want to create in your life. And your attention upon the past, especially if you are thinking about the bad times, will recreate similar bad times in your present that have a similar vibration as the feeling you felt in the past. Or, at the very least, thinking about the bad times in the past will make you feel bad. So, it is a much more powerful and beneficial thing for you and your empowerment to think about the future instead. Yes, honor the dead, honor the heroes of the past, honor your relatives, but especially honor them for the rockets of desire. Especially honor them for the rockets of desire that they launched, which have created more improved life on planet Earth. With more freedom and more ease and more health and more abundance and more leisure and more fun and more tolerance and more allowance, etc. And therapists and healers, you are doing your clients a massive disservice by getting them to rehash their torrid, tragic past. That is not therapy that is torture. A much more powerful, fun, and healthy approach is to always ask clients, what do you want? What clarity do you have now about what you want in your life that you learned from those experiences about what you didn't like and didn't want? You should be training people to talk about their past. You should be training people to only talk about their past and what they didn't like and don't want for only about 10, 20 seconds, 30 seconds max. People should talk about the bad things of their past or present for only a micro percent, only long enough to gain the clarity necessary about what they do like and don't want. I don't like that. I don't want that. I didn't like that. So what do I want? Well, it's very easy to figure that out. It's the opposite of whatever you didn't like. Talk about the past traumas only long enough to give you the clarity you need to pivot in the opposite direction towards what you do like and do want in your life. So always ask your clients, your friends, your lovers, your children, your parents, what do you want? When they're bitching, moaning, and complaining, say, okay, great, I hear you, it's very clear what you don't want. Now, what do you want? Because people more often than not go on and on and on and on talking about what they clearly hate, don't like, and don't want in their life on earth, and then of course they just keep creating more of what they don't like and don't want in their lives, because that's all they do is bitch, moan, and complain about what they don't like and don't want. But rarely do people talk about what they do like and do want, which is how you create more of what you do like and do want. So a much more powerful and much better feeling rampage, instead of a rampage of negative shit, would be a better feeling rampage would be to instead of ranting and raving about what you hate, about this and that, would be to rant and rave about the opposite of what you hate, which is what you want and what you like, etc., and what you appreciate, etc. Instead of thinking, writing about, blogging about, shooting videos about, talking about, gossiping about how much of a knobhead the president is, or the politicians are, or your boss is, etc., which never feels good, it would be a better choice to choose good feeling thoughts and words about the good things that the government does, or the boss does, etc. So in the case of the government, instead of bitch, moaning, and complaining about what they're not doing, instead, talk about all the things that they are doing, all the good things they do every single day that you're just taking for granted, like the classic dialogue in the hilarious classic movie, Life of Brian, where the followers of Brian are complaining about the Romans. Well, what have the Romans done for us recently? Well, they built the roads, and they built the aqueduct, and they built the schools and the hospitals, etc., etc. So people are, you know, very fond of putting all of their attention upon the very bad things in life and offering little or no appreciation for the good things in life. And the basic fact of the matter is there is 99.999% good things on planet Earth and only a micro percent of shit. But most people spend all of their time focusing on the micro percent of shit and turning that into 99.9%. Most people only see potholes when driving down the road of life, but the potholes are only a microscopic percent when compared to how much of the road of life is actually smooth and fine and smooth sailing. So instead of bitching and moaning about the potholes, a much more better feeling, and that's the key ingredient, better feeling, thought, talk, speech, etc. And a much more powerful rampage would be to rant and rave about how wonderful the majority of the roads are, how the majority of things in your life are really actually going well, and how wonderful that the construction people have built the roads, and how amazing and how quickly the nice pothole fillers come along and fill them up, and how safe the roads are, and how wonderful that I can drive so quickly and get to where I want to go, and how I can see so much beauty because of the cars and roads that help me get to where I want to go. So the potholes on the road of life are like your past. Sure, you've hit a few potholes in the past, but now you know how to steer around them. You no longer need to drive right into the holes to be clear about what you don't like and don't want, so that you can be clear about what you do like and do want. You don't need to forgive yourself or others of your past, because everyone is merely an actor in the play that you are producing and directing. In other words, every single person of your past, good or bad, was acting in the only way they could act to be in harmony with your beliefs and your perceptions. Like always attracts like. So instead of futilely trying to forgive yourself or others, a much more empowered tact would be to appreciate them for playing the part that you cast them in to play in your play. And they did a really amazing job. And appreciate the great clarity you now have from that Academy Award performance by both of you about what you prefer and want more of, and the things that you want improvement upon in your life. And then the next step of the journey of creation is to keep focusing upon what you do like and do want so much that you build up so much momentum in your desire train in your new creation reality train. You build up so much momentum in your I like this and I love that and I want this and I love the feeling of having that and I love the delicious joy of experiencing that, that the old trauma train just runs out of steam and just stops running and just rusts and falls apart. And then you are no longer recreating your past into your future because of your old I hate this and that rampages. But instead, you're always creating new and wonderful things into your life every single day, because you only add fuel to your love and the fuel for your, sorry, you're only adding fuel to your love train, your prosperity train, your abundance train, your fun train, your adventure train, your well-being train. And the fuel for your love, joy, abundance, and well-being train is, I love this, and I love that, and I appreciate that, and I love the feeling of having that, and you're really good at this, and you're really good at that, and I'm really amazing at that, and isn't that amazing, and that is so beautiful, and you are so amazing, etc., etc., etc. The fuel for your love, joy, abundance, and well-being train is your good feeling thoughts. And you only have good feelings when you are loving and appreciating something and someone, not judging and condemning them. Judging and condemning anything does not serve anything or anyone unless you are quite fond of constantly recreating things and people and situations into your life that you dislike, don't want, and that you will, of course, judge, condemn, and dislike. But no one is fond of that, really, because it feels bad. You may have spent a lot of time in your past hating, judging and condemning things, and that may feel normal to you because you're so used to doing it, but it will never, ever feel natural, and it will never, ever feel good. People who feel like helpless and powerless victims and who feel insecure about the false beliefs that they have adopted, that have been programmed into them, are always prone to judgment and prejudice and condemnation and etc. because it feels better emotionally to judge and condemn. It feels more powerful to place yourself in a more lofty, arrogant position above that person so that you feel better about yourself because you're obviously better than that lowly, despicable degenerate. It has the same vibration as revenge, and revenge and hate always feels better than feeling powerless and helpless and depressed. The key is not to get stuck in revenge and helpless and powerless and shame and guilt that are really, really low vibrational emotions, and keep going up the emotional scale to higher vibrational patterns and better feeling states of emotion. And often people just go up and down in the lower range of the emotional scale, from powerless to revenge to judgment to revenge to attack, etc., etc., which leads them into shame and guilt because they feel bad for their despicable judgments and vengeful words and actions. And So they just go back up and down the self-loathing depression end of the emotional scale. So again, the past doesn't matter. The past does not freaking matter. Your despicable past choices and actions and decisions mean nothing, because no one is a victim and you were just playing a part in everyone else's movie. And now you have great clarity about what you do like and do want based on experiencing what you don't like and don't want. And you want joy and love and fun and prosperity and well-being and nice, generous, caring people in your life. And you want to be nice and generous and caring to others. And you want the abundance and the freedom to make a difference in people's lives. And you want amazing relationships, and you want to be an inspiration to other people about how to live in joy and abundance for themselves. And you want to be creative, and you want to create amazing things and bring joy and value and prosperity to others. And you want to feel completely empowered and confident and clear that you can be, do, and have whatever you want in your life, because that is your birthright. You have the power within you to create absolutely anything and everything that you want to create in your life, because the purpose of life is joy, and you have the complete power and freedom to constantly create more and more joyful, wonderful things in your life. And the entire universe is poised and ready to arrange all of the cooperative elements that match your joyful vibration to help you manifest every single dream and desire that you have into your life. So, go now, master of divine creation, and create heaven in your life. And lead by example, and show others that they too can be happy, abundant, joyful, and create heaven in their lives. And if you are open to working and playing with me, if you're open to locking arms with me to help create for you and your family the absolute life of your dreams, a life of nonstop joy, fun, abundance, health, wealth, and well-being, if you're ready to create an absolutely magical life for you and your family, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. I'll give you a free consultation and show you how you can create whatever you want in your life. I'll show you how to receive free coaching, mentorship, and guidance from me, absolutely free of charge. by committing to creating your legacy of fun, freedom, and fulfillment, of helping other people to create the life of their dreams, of achieving financial freedom, creating what they want in their lives, having more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in their lives, of, you know, being able to travel and have adventure and have wonderful relationships, etc., etc. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info, because if you don't take action now, you are going to be depriving yourself and thousands of other people that you could help improve the quality of their lives from, you'd be depriving them of the joy, freedom, and fulfillment that everyone deserves. It's time for you to stop being a part of the problem and banging on the drum of the problem over and over again like the majority of humanity does, and be a very powerful, integral part of the solution. It's time to step up and be the powerful creator of reality that you truly are. And I need your help. I can't do this job alone. I can't do this mission, this quest that I'm on alone. My mission is to empower the lives of 1 million people. So, are you with me? Will you step up and be a leader? Will you be the leader that you truly are deep down? Or will you just stay hidden in the safety of the flock? I can assure you that there is no safety hiding in the flock. The cost is too great. The pain of regret is too great. The pain of dying with your dreams unfulfilled is too bloody great. The pain of regret is way too big of a price to pay for the safety of the tribe's approval. No one on earth that did anything great ever listened to the demands and judgments of the tribe. They did what their source was calling them to. They did what their passion was calling them to. No one knows how to guide you better than you. And your own good feeling thoughts are guiding you every day. Your source is guiding you every single day based on what feels good. When you're choosing good feeling thoughts, you're on the right track. You're in connection. You're in vibrational alignment with your source. But when you're thinking bad feeling thoughts, you are heading in the wrong direction and you're fighting the flow of abundance and joy and fun of the universe. So, who's with me? Are you with me? Will you join me on my quest of empowerment? You know, what do you want in your life? What are your dreams? Let's you and I lock arms and help you achieve those dreams and desires you wish to create in your life. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's you and I work and play together. Let's build a legacy of fun, freedom, and fulfillment together. Contact me now. And let's get you on the road to freedom. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this video, please bless your friends and everyone else out there in internet land with these amazing teachings. Help them create the amazing, joyful, abundant reality that they have the power within them to create. Go visit me at Zakaran.com for more audios and videos and supportive goodies for your empowerment to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a copy of my free book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. Thanks again for watching this video. And remember, always to make life a holiday. Woohoo!